This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In just 4 months, Marin General Hospital will cease to be part of the Sutter Healthcare System and revert to being a standalone community facility. That separation was initiated by local leaders, not Sutter, and Dr. Martin Brotman, president of the Sutter Health West Bay region, says it runs counter to current trends in the American medical industry.
I think the concept of a freestanding community-supported hospital will be difficult in the future. If any hospital can survive, Marin General can, and I plan to do everything that I can to partner our work in Marin with Marin General's leadership and with the doctors to ensure that it does succeed.
But Sutter's critics charge that the Sacramento-based Hospital Corporation's actions are undermining those stated good intentions. At issue is nearly $100 million in cash equity transfers that have moved so-called excess revenue from Marin General onto Sutter's corporate balance sheet, just in the years leading up to their imminent divestiture of the Greenbrae Hospital. Assemblyman Jared Huffman, after reviewing the history and board minutes documenting those transfers, has concluded the Marin Healthcare District Board of Directors bluntly failed to uphold their responsibilities to the Marin community.
These folks have been potted plants for Sutter, no doubt about it. The documents tell that story very clearly. I have met with the chairman of the board, who told me that the sole consideration in discharging his fiduciary duty is what's good for Sutter. And that's just not right. Yet, when you look at the documents that we were given, that very clearly is what's been going on. And so I think it does raise questions about the legality of how that nonprofit board has been operating.
Sutter has stated repeatedly that it will not build a new full-service hospital in Marin to compete with Marin General, but the company has recently purchased some high-profile commercial property nearby, reportedly spending $46 million, an amount equal to nearly half the cash equity that was transferred away since 2008, to set up a new outpatient clinic. Dr. Brotman says Sutter's plan is for the clinic to work collaboratively with the hospital.
We are going to build an outpatient delivery system focused largely at Marin Square, and we're going to recruit physicians. We are going to ask them to have privileges at Marin General Hospital and to admit their patients and do their surgery at Marin General Hospital. Marin General Hospital will be Sutter's hospital in Marin, even though it's not a Sutter hospital.
But Assemblyman Huffman is skeptical, worried that such a partnership will work to the financial disadvantage of both Marin General and the county's population.
We know for a fact that this money has come out of Marin General, and we know for a fact that these very expensive properties have been bought, that improvements are underway, and Sutter's made no secret of their plan to basically run a boutique hospital, which means they're going to try to skim off the most lucrative procedures, and my fear is leave Marin General with the stuff that loses money, the emergency room and acute care, the mental health, the maternity. That is a recipe for failure for our public hospital if we allow it to happen.
And Huffman notes the situation in Marin is hardly unique.
I have colleagues throughout the Bay Area that have war stories about Sutter, and almost every year there's legislation dealing with some of these Sutter actions. It's a big problem.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.